Alrighty, welcome back to the Future of NFT Podcast, the most efficient and realest podcast in the NFT world. I'm your host, Jared, and today is going to be a very different episode. We got a little pushback, but good pushback. I mean, no pushback's bad. It's just, let's take a second look and let's go see. So again, my guy Troy on Twitter reached out and said, hey, have you seen this YouTube video? It's called Line Goes Up. It's about 2 hours and 20 something minutes. Very good. It's a very, very good YouTube video for sure. And it's literally just basically like kind of shitting on NFTs, which again, I'm not a NFT bro. I definitely wouldn't call myself that. Because there's a lot of people like they only see the pros in NFTs and you just can't, I'm just not that type of person. Like if there's something that we got to take a second look, a third look, and we got to say, hey, like, you know what, let's check this out. I'm gonna do it. Like I'm not just completely just one-sided, like NFTs are just it, that's it. You know, no. Let's take a second look at everything and let's see what's going on here. But this episode is going to be interesting, so let's get straight into it. Alrighty, so just getting straight into it. Again, this is one man's point of view. This can be my point of view. I listened to this other guy's point of view. I listened to all point of views and they're all just point of views from one, they're all just one man's take. So that's all it is. But again, it's funny because actually before all of this, I was literally for 2 weeks, literally straight. Cause I just do this. Like I just do. Again, I'm for NFTs. I like NFTs, but again, let's see everything. I literally for 2 weeks, was just searching why NFTs are bad, why NFTs suck, why NFT, right? Like, I want to see why, like, what is the other argument? What's the counter argument, right? Like, you got to see everything. So it's actually funny. So then I got, again, Troy reached out Twitter. He said, hey, go check out this video. Again, it's on YouTube called Line Goes Up. I recommend you not only watch this video, it's a pretty long video. I mean, good stuff, but I recommend you to watch that video, but I also recommend you to go and search up why NFTs suck, why NFTs are bad, why NFTs this, why NFTs, like, get the other side. Again, because if you go on Twitter, everybody, it just seems like it's just an overly, just, like, you can't, if you say just one critique about NFTs, like, these people shit their pants, or, like, people get, like, hurt, or they just want to come after you, and they just want to come for your neck and your throat, and it's like, okay, relax. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, again, that's not me. Again, I like NFTs and you'll understand like by the end of this podcast, but it's just not right in my personal opinion. It's not like you can't just be like, I don't know. It's just, again, just my take. Like, I just don't think that anybody should just look at only the good without even trying to see the bad or just trying, like, just only, like, I don't know. It's just, I don't know. That's just me. But anyway, so again, this YouTube video, Line Goes Up. Again, go. I wonder what you think. I'm curious to see what you think. Like, honestly, write in. Like, let me know what you think. And just in general, like, if you're listening and you're just not a fan of NFTs, like, literally, like, message me and tell me why. And like, let's talk about it. Like, I'm not gonna be like, oh, fuck you. Da-da. That's just stupid. Like, that's just like, come on. Like, let's just be reasonable here. Let's get shit done. Like, let's see what, you know, does that make sense? Like, let's see what we could do. Type shit. So again, I really watched this video and I gotta be real here. Like, I understand, but again, just like someone has their own political views, I kind of felt that in this video. And again, everyone's political views are their own political views, of course, but I kind of felt like from a macro level, this was kind of like kind of pushed down onto this. And it was kind of like, nah, I don't know. It's just what I saw from this video. And again, I watched it and I watched certain points like over and over because I was like, yeah, like, no. And it's not like this guy doesn't understand NFTs at all. It's not what this is about. But again, every single project that he showed, I literally was just like, because he flipped through all these projects, named all these projects, right? And he wasn't necessarily shitting on them, but again, he was just showcasing all the projects that he had seen before he called quits. And if I had seen all those projects that he showed before he called quits, I would have called quits too. Because it was stupid. Like, every project that he literally listed was so, it was so stupid. Like, it was just so dumb. But again, this goes back to the 98%. Like, again, this is facts. 98, 99%. Like, these projects are all going to go to zero. It's just the facts of it. I can tell that. I can see it. I can see it. I can literally scroll through OpenSea right now, through rankings, and just pick them. You could just say, like, it's just so obvious. Like, some of the things, like, I don't know. I don't know if it's just, like, again, I'm not no fucking NFT expert. That just sounds goofy. But, like, it just, no. Like, as someone, as more, I would call myself, like, I'm definitely not an NFT noob, but, like, I don't know. I guess my NFT-ness has matured, and it's just kind of like, yeah, like these things are just fucking obvious to me. Like, that's why I only, when people ask me, what projects are you into? What do you think I should invest to or whatever? I literally cannot. It's so hard to answer that question because I literally only have one, and still, I just have one project that I can't see the bad about it. Like, it's just like, I don't know. And again, of course, everybody probably sees, they can only see the good in the project that they invest into. But literally, like, hear me out. I'm gonna say it again. The crypto, and again, I understand people aren't into, this is very niche, so I get it. You're not into cannabis, completely get it. But again, the Crypto Cannabis Club, like, holy shit, like, what they're actually doing, again, building their own cannabis brand, their own cannabis real life. So, because everyone's like, the Crypto Cannabis Club was recently on Forbes, not surprising at all, of course, it's just too obvious. But again, everyone on the comments, because I read all the comments too, like, you got to read comments, you got to read all the perspectives, like, right, and then you gather your own conclusion. But all the perspectives or everybody's comments were like, how does cannabis and the metaverse, or how does, like, cannabis, like, how are you gonna get digital weed or what? And that's just one, like, that's not even, like, again, the Crypto Cannabis Club will be involved in the metaverse heavily, of course, but fuck the metaverse. Like, let's just say fuck the metaverse. You're just like, no, okay, I don't care about that, right? You care about the digital shit, whatever. How do you do this in real life, like, right? And here we go. This is how if this whole aspect wasn't, like, in play, I literally wouldn't even be involved at all. I wouldn't even be, like, yeah, I wouldn't be this, quote, passionate about it, because, again, it's like, it's just a no-brainer. Again, the Crypto Cannabis Club, again, is going to have their own cannabis line, not only if you own a token, right? That's what they're called, NF tokers. So, again, they're going to launch a full-scale just cannabis brand, right? And also, look, let me say this, because all these other roadmaps, again, are saying the same thing. We're going to do this. And now I can literally read a roadmap and be like, yeah, fucking bullshit. Like, no, fuck no. Like, some of these things, like, some of these roadmaps, it's just laughable. It's just like, dude, like, absolutely not. But again, back to the Crypto Cannabis Club, like, their roadmap, it's not, like, fucking insane. Like, it's actually, like, pretty reasonable. Again, launch a full-scale cannabis brand, right? Anybody can purchase this cannabis, but again, profits from this, again, get poured back into discounting the cannabis for people that own this Crypto Cannabis Club token. So if you're a member, if you have an NF toker, so again, their whole thing is like, they're going to try to discount the cannabis to, like, literally, like, up to like 90-95%. So you're buying cannabis for maybe 5, 10, 20. Again, they're going to try to keep on increasing that discount, right? Okay, but screw all that. Okay, whatever, Jared. All right, screw that. Whatever. Okay, cool. Also, this is why I just can't see the bad. It's because, like, they're just doing, like, they're also going to, not going to, they're actively doing it. I'm seeing them doing it. That's the other thing, is like, they're doing it. Like, and the one thing that this guy on this video said was, most of these, which it's very true, like, this is true, this is just the truth, a lot of these projects are just by some 20-year-old, like, you know what I'm saying? A lot of them are just by, like, 20-year-olds, again, that don't really know how to run a business. But that doesn't mean that a 20-year-old cannot run a business. That's not true at all. Some 20-year-olds can actually run a business better than a 50-year-old, believe it or not. So it's not that, but again, that's what most of these projects are. These projects are just artists that don't necessarily really even know about, like, business, which, again, artists don't really always have to necessarily know about business. I mean, it's good to know, but, like, if there are artists, like, they stick to the art, they do art, right? Again, someone else can take care of the business side. But again, it's like, I don't know. I just see it. So, like, the Crypto Cannabis Club literally hired a CEO that has been in the cannabis industry for a minute. Not just cannabis, again, tech, right? Like, he has an extensive background in both of these things. Like, it's not like just some random kid just like that has a good project that I just like. Again, this is like, it's a full-blown, like, it's a black card of the cannabis industry. Like, it's like top tier. It's not like, I don't know. So again, the good that I was talking about earlier is people right now are currently sitting in jail for cannabis, right? We know this. People are buying cannabis legally in California, like across the U.S. But some people are sold, or they had a little bit of weed back in, they had a little bit of weed back. They had so, yeah, they got caught back in the day when it was just like fucking terrible, right? And now they're still sitting in jail. And like, how, like, it's not like, you don't have to be a genius to see that, right? That's ridiculous. But again, that's why I literally think, and it's, I don't know, I could be completely blindsided, but again, I just truly, truly believe that a project like this is part of that 2%. People will see the value in this. Like, I don't know, it's super obvious. Again, not only is the artwork sick, it's super sick. I was waiting to see something like this. Again, but all those projects that he listed in this video, it was like, yeah, like I would have tapped out and been like, yeah, fuck the NFT space too. Like, these just suck. These look like shit. They're just bullshit. Like, I don't know. It's just, it was too obvious. And like, so like, I saw the perspective like that he was coming from there. Like, yeah, again, if I saw what you saw, I would have tapped the fuck out too. But some of his other points were talking about privacy. And so again, he made some good points. Like, and the whole point is that like, the points that he made were just like the current state. And they're still just one man's perspective again. But that's just the current state. Like, let's think about the internet. Like, the internet had fucking flaws, of course. So many flaws, like so many flaws, right? But again, the shit gets corrected over time, and some flaws just don't get corrected. My whole point is like, again, you drink water, right? Water's healthy for you, but you can also drown by water. It's like, I don't know if, I hope that makes sense there. It's like, you know, like it's just one of those things. Like, you again, you got to keep on like, it has to be, it's just so early in Web3 to be, not critiquing, but it's just too early to just have these conclusions that are so like just solid and just this. And it's like, no, dude, like these innovations are going to come. So like, again, talking about privacy, like, let's see how we innovate to get something to where it's good. It's actually good. Right. And it's not like people are not getting, fucked over with privacy issues. Right. Or just any of this. Like, there's going to be fucking like, again, that's what I'm saying, like, these innovations are going to come out of like whoa, shit, that was like fucking smart, right? And that's actually a really good idea for privacy or for any of these issues, right? We're going to be innovating. People are right now, there's people thinking about these solutions to these problems, and as technology advances, again, like it's of course just advancing super, super quick now. Again, the NFT space is moving just super fast. And again, my take again is like, we literally won't even be calling them NFTs. Like, they won't be called that. They're going to be called something else. Like, NFTs are just, that's just the way that we describe them right now. But it's going to have a different word. It'll have a different word for sure. But I don't know. It's just interesting. Again, just my take on it. But I think that video, again, you watch it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because he did make some good points. Like, he made good points. But a lot, too much of it was just, like, I don't know. I just can't, like, I can't predict the future, right? But I don't know. It was good. Again, I recommend that. Like, I recommend to go watch these videos. Go look up at all articles why NFTs suck, why NFTs are not going to be good, why NFTs, read it all. Like, you got, just my perspective, I think you should read it all. Like, it's no, like, I don't know. Again, I'm not just a one-sided, just no NFTs. Anybody that tries to critique, I'm going for your throat. Like, no. Because I see people like that, and I'm just like, nah, that ain't it. That ain't me. So I don't know. I just recommend checking all of it out. It's all good stuff. I love it all. I like it all. I think innovations are coming super, super quickly, and it's going to be super interesting to see. But yeah, that was just my take on this. But yeah, if you want to reach out to me on Instagram, it's Future of NFT. Twitter is THEEJARROD. And if you want to leave a voice message, leave a voice message at the link below. Again, I appreciate everybody for listening, everybody for reaching out. Like, I don't know, it's super cool. Like, I just love it. Like, people, people are just super cool. Like, I don't know. I like it. Like, again, whether you're reaching out and you're saying, like, no, I don't agree with you on this or whatever, like, or, hey, Drew, like, I really like you said this and da-da-da, it's awesome. I'm going to respond to it all. Like, I'm going to say whatever, you know, I'm going to respond. I'm going to, you know, like, I don't know. But I come at it, like, I'm never going to come at nobody's throat. I'm never going to be an asshole about it, like, unless you're being an asshole and I got to be an asshole. But, like, I'm not going to be an asshole. Like, why would I do that? so, I don't know. Like, I don't know. It's all super good. It's all for debate. I like it all. I like it all. Again, the people listening to this podcast, like, yeah, like, again, this is just my perspective. Like, go do research. Do research on all of it. Blockchain, like, all of it. All of it. Do all the research. Because it's all good stuff. And it's all the future, right? So, all else to say, I appreciate everybody listening, and I hope everybody's enjoying their Saturday. And yep, I will see you on the next episode. Peace.